Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
Chaz sends one to center field, pretty well hit, but Ruiz is back on it, and Esteury Ruiz puts it away for the final out. And a big disappointing night for the second straight evening here, as the A's have won the first two games of this series and taken the series against an Astros team that was 9-1 against them coming in. 4-0 yesterday, 6-2 today.
Woof. Bear Brother 123 on the Twitch calls the Oakland A's the Oakland Triple A's. I've long called the Oakland A's the Oakland Augusters because August is generally when they do the most damage. It never comes in the postseason. That's when they had that 20-game winning streak back with the Moneyball A's, the thing that led to the movie with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. They don't show what happened in the playoffs. They just glorify a ownership group cheating its fans out of wins. But this cheap-ass team, a cupcake, assaulted the Houston Astros for not just one, but two. And now there's puked cupcake all over Minute Maid Park as they are now at 500 on the year. At home. This is Chaz McCormick talking about a team meeting, the third team meeting in 3 weeks that the Astros had to have after this one, led by the guy who struggled on the mound for the Astros, Justin Verlander.
We have to come out better. We have to be, you know, Verlander talked to us after the game today. And we have to come out and show up. We can't just come out to these games and think it's going to be a cakewalk, because it's not. We're getting our butts whooped, and you know, you got to give credit to them. They're playing really well. Every team is good in this league, especially this time of year. You know, we have to show up every single night.
But you don't have to have a team meeting every single week. One last note on Chaz McCormick before we turn it over to the phones, because an old friend is calling in, and I don't really want to pick up, but we have to. We like that he always listens. Chaz McCormick has such a heavy Philadelphia accent. Chaz in that post-game presser, which you could have seen on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest, just listen for one specific sound. I wish I could get this accent. I don't know how to do it quite yet. Maybe it's something I'll work on, because we've nailed Boston. We've nailed Southern Gentlemen. We're pretty solid with Texas. This is Chaz McCormick in all his Philadelphia glory.
You know, obviously we had Valdez and Verlander, and we lost both games. You know, they did their job. We're not hitting as good as we want to, obviously. But, you know, you got to give credit to Oakland.
Both games. Oakland. They overpronounce their O's like crazy. It's hilarious to me. Anyway, we're going to have to work on a Philadelphia accent. I am part Philadelphian by blood. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Our old friend Tab calls in. His Texas Rangers have won 4 games in a row, 4 out of 5 after I gave them a funeral, and are now just 1 game back after these last 2 wins against the Toronto Blue Jays. Tab, it's good to see that you're up, you're doing well, and I'm sure you're here to talk a little bit of smack.
Well, I'm going to say this. I was calling, giving y'all a hard time when Rangers were whooping up on the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that we've actually caught up and we're 1 game out, if y'all lose and get swept by the A's and we win, we're tied.
That is true.
But I'm not going to sing all the glory to them yet.
Okay.
But
you're making me nervous by seeing you're being right here, calm, rational. And it's like you're focused on just the day ahead of you, and you're making me a little nervous, Tab. Like, I feel like you and the Rangers, you've refocused despite Max Scherzer busting his tricep. And obviously the Astros kicked the Rangers' ass last week. But I got to give the Rangers credit. This has been a pretty good response over the last couple of days.
Okay. You want to know? I've got 2 reasons for that.
Give me 2.
They've got Duran sitting on the bench most of the time now because he was striking out at some god-awful pitches.
Okay, so he's a bum.
I mean, he was swinging at pitches that were in the daggum batter's box. I mean, in the on deck circle.
Okay, so we want, and Astros fans want him to play again. So how do they get him back in the lineup, Tab? How do we trick the Rangers into putting him back out there? Just between you and me and Bruce Bochy, who listens.
How do we what?
I want you to try to convince Bruce Bochy to put this Duran guy back in the lineup.
No, I ain't doing it.
Okay, damn it. Okay.
I want him in the daggum parking lot. I want him gone. And I think Carter is doing one whale of a job for a young man that has been in Double-A, Triple-A, and then brought up to the big leagues.
Okay.
And he's doing everything that's been asked of him.
Okay.
Plus.
Okay. I got to say, I have no idea who Carter is. I have no idea who Duran is. And that's sort of like where I'm at with the Rangers. But Tab, I appreciate your confidence. We'll see what you're able to do against the Blue Jays to wrap up this series. Two wins in a row. The Rangers do deserve some credit. They've shown a pulse after the Astros seemingly sent them back into the Stone Age with a bombing of epic proportions. So, Tab, appreciate you calling in, man. We'll hear from you again soon, I'm sure.
Whenever you can, or whenever I can, I'll be glad to call in.
We love you, Tab. Appreciate the phone call.
I remember him mentioning Duran during the Astro after
he did.
After
he hates Duran,
and so
I have no idea who that is, though.
I've now pinpointed Duran. Like next time I see him,
gotta get him out there.
That, and also that's their like Maldonado. That's their Jose Abreu. That's their guy. That they're like, why is he in the lineup?
I love that Tab says dadgum. Should we say dadgum more?
I think Tab can pull it off. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I can.
I'm a carpetbagger. I can't do it.
Dadgum.
Do it. It's a great
they
replacement
lost another
word.
Dadgum game to the Oakland A's.
Dadgum.
I don't think I'll join it. I don't think it'll join my lexicon.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you what, Sean.
Okay.
Let me tell you something here.
Get Moxley
in here. These dadgum Astros, okay? They got a cupcake buffet in front of them. What are they doing? They're puking it up. They're puking it up all over their boots. Dadgummit, I hate this. Huh?
Dadgum blue icing all over the drip.
And it's hard to get that blue icing out of your boots.
Very hard.
You know, these are rattlesnake boots. They're expensive. Probably thinking to yourself, Paul, you sound like a blue-collar man. This is turning into Southern gentleman Paul. You are such a genteel blue-collar man. Of course, I would assume that your metro ass wears some rattlesnake boots. But I'll tell you what, those rattlesnake boots are effective when I'm out in the oil field mining for oil.
It went from
pickaxe.
It went from Wild West to Georgia plantation. Very bad.
It always does that. It's like when I try Irish, it turns Scottish. When I turn Scottish, it turns Irish. Sean has a thought on the Texans on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. What's going on?
What up, Paul? It's Sean from Spring. Now Sean
Yo!
From Tomball from your Galan at Night days. What's
Good to
going
hear from
on,
you.
Man? Hey, man. I missed the episode where you gave the Texans record prediction for the year. If you've done that already, have you given that yet?
I'm keeping that on the DL. There's a video that we might release at some point. I'm keeping it on the DL. Keep it on the DL.
Okay,
let's just say
gotcha.
It was overly optimistic, and I'm not feeling. I don't want to reveal it. I don't want to reveal it.
Gotcha. Well, I'll go ahead and reveal mine because I made videos already revealing it, so I don't mind. But I had them going 9-8 this year. I had them losing, of course, to the Ravens week one. And I got to say, after week one, I actually don't think my prediction might be too far off.
You still think
9-8? Why? I think the defense looked, you know, great in the first half. I think they were a little gassed going into the second half.
Definitely
just because the offense couldn't really sustain any drives. But great in the first half. I did see some problems with the play calling on offense. I mean, Damian Pierce only got 11 rushes the entire game, and with it being 7-6 in the first half, I don't know how you only run the ball 11 times with Damian Pierce. Especially with a rookie quarterback making his first start. 44 attempts is just way too many for C.J. Stroud in his first game,
I'm with you, Sean. The game did seem to get out of hand, but I think that there's a lot of moments in this game where you could say, okay, first-year head coach, there's some game management issues here. They were out of timeouts at the end of the first half. The play call that they ran on, what, like 3rd and 5 when they were driving towards the Ravens end zone towards the end of the first half, like, I don't know what the hell that play was to the right sideline. I really have no idea what that was. Like,
yeah,
they're trying to get Noah Brown to the outside. Yeah, like that doesn't work in today's NFL. And I'm with you. Damian Pierce is probably your best offensive player. You got to give him the ball more, and it probably is going to help out your offensive line, which is overworked as it is, because offensive linemen want to go forward. They don't want to drop back. So, yeah, these are things that I'm hoping the next game around, and appreciate the phone call, Sean. I'm hoping that happens, but look, they're going up against the worst team this coming Sunday, and maybe I'll feel optimistic again after it. My big issue this week, and the first couple of days this week, I know that people tune into this show to hear about things that they want to hear about. And I don't think what the Texans did on Sunday, even though I did think there were some positives, I wouldn't in good conscience be able to do a radio show and say, hey, this team that actually covered the spread against Kansas City, against Dallas, against Philadelphia last year, played well against those teams. I can't in good conscience say when they covered the spread in those three games with Lovie Smith as head coach and no good quarterback under center, I can't in good conscience say, well, you should feel better about the Texans after a 25-9 loss, where in the second half the game really got out of hand. Like, there were some positives, but like I am telling you, I am selling you something that is not believable, even if you did watch it and agree with some of what I said. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call, to text in as well. Hey, guys. You know what's wonderful? The original Pendleton whiskey. You know what I do? Get a little glass. I got those little spherical ice cubes. Drop one in. Bloop. And pour some of that smooth, refreshing goodness in there to wrap up the day. The Pendleton Roundup. Ever heard of it? It's one of the oldest rodeos in North America. It defined what it means to be a cowboy, and it gave birth to Pendleton whiskey, which captures the unique spirit of the American West in every single bottle. It's made with the finest northern grains, cut with Mount Hood Glacier water. It's a whiskey that celebrates the cowboy in all of us. Yeah, maybe I do have cowboy boots that got rattlesnake skins on them, you know? Maybe it is a little metro. Maybe it is a little bougie. Whatever. I'm a cowboy. Because I drink Pendleton whiskey. It's Pendleton whiskey. It's true Western tradition, the official whiskey of the PBR Tour.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston.
I've got to prove that I'm the best, and I'm racing no matter what you tell me. Huh?
Back to the Paul Gallant Show, coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It's the Paul Gallant Show here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did have Tab call in the last segment. He said dadgum a couple of times. Does have me wondering who said the best dadgum in sports history. Damn it, it keeps on slipping out. The Southern gentleman. And the Texas accent. The twang and the gentleman. They just want to make love. Violent love in your ear holes. What?
I don't like the idea of the Southern gentleman wanting to make love.
What? I mean, some people on the
I know
Twitch,
they had to do it for eventually for people like me to get here, but I don't like thinking about it.
Some people on the Twitch are saying they want me today. I don't know why, but they're saying that. I'm just saying. We are a sex positive show, and sometimes, you know, just two dialects, they blend together and they create a baby, you know. Anyway, we're all over the place here, but to bring it back to dadgummit, B Hannon on the Twitch says best dadgummit, Philip Rivers, no question. I don't know, man, because you're forgetting about the greatest dadgummiter of all time. That is the late Florida State head coach, Bobby Bowden. And it's not even close.
Yeah, it was so iconic that it got used like in a commercial starring Bobby Bowden. Do you want me to play the commercial?
Let's hear a little Bobby Bowden saying dadgummit.
USA Prime Credit, tell Peggy your problem.
Hey, Peggy, I got 5 dadgum charges here from Miss Priss's Cat Emporium.
Dadgum?
Peggy.
Tell me, do I sound like a man who'd have five dadgum charges
at a Miss Precious Cat Emporium?
You break up. Call back next week.
I'm not too old to find you, son.
Want better customer service? Switch to Discover and get the help you need.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Did they need to make the customer service person have an accent?
You know, this was 12 years ago.
12 years ago? Okay.
Or that's how old the YouTube video is.
Gotcha. Okay. Bobby Bowden is the best dadgummeter of all time. Phillip Rivers is probably number two. Has me thinking about, like, what are the best alternative, like, politically correct swear words we could say? Because dadgum is obviously a replacement for GD. I actually found this up. This is in the Tennessean. Oh, in the Tennessean, a paper I do declare, I read several times.
I wish you could have been written somewhere in the Midwest. Somewhere where you couldn't do an accent.
It's in the Iowa corn stalk.
Yeah.
Wait, no. It would be the Iowa wheat bread.
No, they're corn.
They're corn too?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sell
it all. Sell it all during the Iowa
State game, there's multiple people wearing corn t-shirts.
You could just sell it to Canada. We would have less fat people in our country, but it's fine. Hey, some comments here on the Tennessean, just alternative swear words. You could say dag nabbit.
Huh? That's a good one. I like dag nabbit.
How about corn nuts? Son of a monkey. Barticles.
Oh, that's straight out of Bikini Bottom.
It is. Judas Priest. I don't know any Judas Priest songs. Suffering Succotash. That's straight out of Looney Tunes.
Yeah, that's Sylvester the Cat.
Great Scott.
That's a dude from Star Trek.
Is it Star Trek or is that from Back to the Future?
Oh, Back to the Future. And I think that's just one that's been used a lot.
Leaping Lizards.
I like Leaping Lizards.
This is my favorite one. Cheese and Crackers. Shut the front door. Gee Willikers. We're talking about like dadgummit-esque alternatives for swears.
If you're just turning on your radio, Paul isn't like, I don't know, stubbing his toe over and over again.
Having politically correct Tourette's?
Yeah. FCC friendly Tourette's.
Barbara Streisand. I've definitely said this before. Jumping Jehoshaphat.
You've definitely said that before?
Definitely said that before. On the air. Galloping Gremlins.
I don't think I've said any of these.
Merlin's Beard.
That's from Anchorman.
H-E double hockey sticks.
I've said that.
Peas and rice.
Why is it always like two foods that go together?
Because they rhyme with old Jesus Cristo.
Oh. Okay.
My dad always says Jesus H. Murphy.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know why it's H. Murphy. I also had a British uncle. Whenever I'd go golfing with him, he would say, "Oh, for the love of Pete." I was like, okay.
Love of Pete. That's
I kind of like that one,
Pete's
too.
Sake. For Pete's sake.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Yeah, that's a good one. We got to bring it back. Anyway, yeah, we went down a rabbit hole here. Some more comments.
Dadgum rabbit hole.
It was because of Tab. Tab Ross. We love Tab. Tab's the content that keeps on giving it. And Tab's a good dude. We like him. Pinche says, basically making fun of Tab calling in. If the A's beat the Astros and we beat ours, we win. Yes, but he's right. I know you hate to say
it. The last 2 days, that's happened.
Because they've been puking up these cupcakes. Like it's the effing A's. Oh, wait, my bad. I'm trying to think of a... It's the fart-knocking A's. I'm just reading from a list.
Fart-knocking?
Merlin's Beard. They lost two in a row to the A's. Oh, coconuts. Poo on a stick.
Come on.
That's on the
how
list.
How long is this article?
It's got 50 swear word alternatives in the Tennessee.
Is this like a self-help thing? For the Tennessee community to be like,
honestly, I need it.
Here's how to clean up your potty mouth.
Yeah. We got some more. Battery Chucker says, son of a biscuit eater. Yeah. I've said son of a biscuit before. 100%. Mary Mother of God. Rats.
Oh, rats is a good one. Rats
like
is a comic strip ass. Oh, rats.
What in tarnation?
Yeah, that's much like dadgum. I feel like you have to have an accent to pull it off.
Honey glazed Branham texts in, Christmas on a cracker. I like that one. That's pretty good. Fiddlesticks, another texter. I can't say that one.
Oh, they're not playing the game right?
No, that one. I can't say that one.
The whole point is stuff that we can't
say. It's politically correct. I'll be John Brown from the 713. I don't get that one. Great horny toads. That's from Texas Red. Horse feathers. What else we got? Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's all we got. But dadgummit, thank you, Tab, for giving us that. Fishing with Dana says Tab wears a coonskin hat. You say that like it's a bad thing.
See, I imagine him.
A coonskin hat. I want a beaver hat.
I imagine him dressed up more as a cowboy. Imagine he's calling.
I think he wears steel-toed boots. I think he wears steel-toed boots.
Definitely blue collar.
And I think he's a man that he's going to wear a long-sleeve shirt, like one of those, like, traditional Texas button-downs.
Yeah,
even though it's 100,000 degrees
outside. It's like a blue plaid. It's definitely, like, some sort of plaid kind of Western-looking shirt.
I want to meet Tab so badly. Tab is the best. We love Tab.
Next time we're on a remote, Tab, come swing by.
Please come
by. River 9 or wherever we are.
He's out in Beaumont, so it's a bit of a drive.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do a remote in Beaumont.
We got to do
there,
it at some
boom.
Point.
Happening.
Astros, not happening. You have thoughts on them? 713-780-3776 to call and to text. We haven't played with the boys yet today. What about the Dallas Cowboys? And on top of that, Texas A&M is doing one thing very similar to Georgia. Paul Galancho, stick around.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, should it break? Is there a bidet repairman on site?
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Give him hell, Paulie.
This ball hammered deep to left field. Shea Langeliers headed towards the train tracks and up over the train. That is a bomb by the catcher for the Oakland A's, number 19 on the year. And the A's jump in front tonight, 3-0.
What in the Sam Hill, Justin Verlander? Fiddlesticks, Astros.
Sam Hill's a good one. I enjoyed Sam Hill a lot.
I had a teacher in seventh grade, Mr. Hamilton, back at Thayer Academy in Massachusetts, who would say, "What in the Sam Hill?" all the time.
Believe it or not, going to a Catholic school in Houston, Texas, I've heard all of these.
Yeah?
I've heard so many of
these. I would think so, because they seem like one of those other, as someone who is a recovering Catholic, it's a very, hey, obey or...
You're getting both barrels of, like, yes, A, it's a Catholic school teacher that's mad at you. B, they're also a Southern lady. So they're and they can't curse.
So they're over the top genteel.
Yes. It's a lot of fiddlesticks. It's a lot of Sam Hill.
And the Astros have had a lot of losses against cupcakes of late.
A lot of dadgum losses.
A lot of team meetings, dadgummit.
Cheese and crackers.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, if you want to weigh in on the Astros, 713-780-3776. Hopefully they avoid a sweep against the effing A's later today. Guys, hopefully the University of Houston Cougars will open the Big 12 in a better fashion than the no-show against Rice this past weekend. Big 12 football is finally here for your Cougs. They're going to take on TCU on Saturday. Caller 3 to 713-780-3776. You're getting a pair of tickets to go to the game. And if you want to buy a couple of Coug game tickets, buy a Cougar Paw package. It's three games. You can select TCU as one of those games for just $66. You can't pick Texas, but you can pick every single other game they play this year. Maybe you want to, you know, take a look at some of those other Big 12 schools. Get your tickets today. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Okay. Really quickly, and this is more of a joke, we haven't directed a lot of ire towards the Texas A&M Aggies, who do deserve a lot of them. But we do have to give the Aggies credit when credit is due, because they are doing something that Georgia is also doing these days. They are speeding. Texas A&M starting defensive lineman Shamar Turner was driving 85 miles per hour in a 35 to 45 mile per hour zone. He ran a red light, caused another vehicle to brake to avoid a collision on August 12th. He was arrested for it on Monday. And this is a lot like the Georgia Bulldogs because, look, obviously there was that awful story this offseason that Jalen Carter was involved in where it seems like there might have been alcohol involved and there was an actual death due to speeding. Well, if you don't know, the Georgia Bulldogs have been cited for speeding a lot since January. You know how many? 12. At least a dozen Georgia Bulldog players have been charged with moving violations. Kirby Smart got asked about this at first, acted like it wasn't a big deal. Then a little bit later, he said, this is a problem.
After like six more? Yeah.
You know what? Maybe after the people who died,
yeah.
Maybe it should have been an issue then. Georgia player, a Georgia staffer. Look, this isn't about to turn into a speeding PSA. I do think that there are certain places where speeding should be allowed. But there's a lot of bad drivers in Houston, so I don't think any of them should be off the highway. Texas A&M, if this is the way that you want to emulate Georgia, this is probably the most realistic way to do it. That's all I'm saying here.
Yeah, yeah.
Is by speeding.
It's definitely the easiest.
Probably stop doing that. And can the defensive linemen make headlines for good reason, given that they're all super recruits and such?
Yeah. That's how I would do it. I would try to win football games and be like Georgia instead of endangering the community.
Yes.
With your car.
That definitely breaks the Aggie code.
I'll have to double check, but I think it does.
Definitely.
Well, we can ask Josh.
That's true. I'm hosting with Josh next, so I'll ask him about that.
Yeah, you got 3 hours. Shoot him a question.
While we're talking about other football teams in Texas, it's time for our weekly visit. Our time to play with the Dallas Cowboys. It's time for playing with the boys.
I want me some glory hope. Everybody's working overtime. It's not a guess, man.
All that ever matters is baby who's ahead in the game. Prescott, he starts to come and then he pulls out.
How about them Cowboys?
So, Cowboy fans are feeling themselves. And the Dallas Cowboys are really feeling themselves after they blew out the New York Giants 40-0. Did you know that they get to play the Aaron Rodgers-less New York Jets this weekend? Oh my God. Zach Wilson against this Cowboys defense. Is he going to die? What's the over-under on Zach Wilson getting hurt in this game too behind that awful offensive line?
So the over-under is one fatality.
I guess it's half a fatality?
Oh yeah, half a fatality. I think he makes it, but I think it's ugly. I think it's touch and go for a while.
They are going to win by a million points in this game.
Yeah, you thought Daniel Jones is at least like below average quarterback. Maybe average. He's maybe an average quarterback. Zach Wilson is not an average quarterback.
No.
He's one of the worst in the league. And
the Cowboys defense is obviously good at scoring. They cannot let Zach Wilson throw the football once. They have to go essentially.
Wildcat?
Yes. Honestly.
Wild Jet?
Breece Hall and the Wildcat is probably going to be better than Zach Wilson under center in that game.
Dalvin Cook, Breece Hall, one of the running
backs. That's all they can do.
One of them had to have played quarterback in high school.
I agree, Sean. Garrett Wilson, could he play in the Wildcat?
Can he just throw it to himself over and over again?
Well, CJ Stroud did it. Garrett Wilson can probably too.
Desmond Ridder also did it. I didn't know that. Desmond Ridder and CJ Stroud both completed passes to himself.
While we're on Falcon Stone Age offenses. So the Cowboys really, again, feeling themselves. Micah Parsons thinks the Cowboys defense is the best in the National Football League. After Sunday, you can say that. I do think it's Daniel Jones and the Giants, and I think that they overachieved like crazy last year considering Daniel Jones is their quarterback and that they're going to regret that contract that they gave to Daniel Jones. DeMarcus Lawrence, pass rusher extraordinaire for the Dallas Cowboys, said, "I definitely feel like we put the league on notice. We're for real. We're coming." And he had this to say when he was asked about the praise that this Cowboys defense will get for what they did on Sunday Night Football.
"That's for y'all to write, you know. The only thing we do is go out there and play the game, you know. So if y'all feel like the statement was made, go ahead and put that mug on, you know, the front page, big letters, you know, bold letters. You know, but I definitely feel like we did our job, you know, to the maximum of our ability, and feel like we can still learn and get better from it."
And I think they can get better from it because they're going up against Zach Wilson on Sunday. By the way, Micah Parsons, who has a podcast, The Edge with Micah Parsons. I can't believe I'm not subscribed to this already since I'm obsessed with Micah Parsons. He called out the Giants for leaving Daniel Jones in the game. It's called protecting your guy, something I thought the Giants should have done. I don't think Daniel Jones should have been in that game in the fourth quarter. It was weird that they left him in. Like, it was a punishment. Hey, do something.
It was the coaching or the quarterback equivalent of you had to smoke the entire carton of cigarettes. Like, it was like, hey, if you're going to suck, you're going to have to suck for all 60 minutes, buddy. All right?
Do it all at once.
All these nice people had to drive to New Jersey in the rain. Give them a show, kid.
Sean, we've asked this question amongst ourselves behind closed doors. This is a show of bandwagoners at times. You know, Sean's back on the UT bandwagon.
Wait, whoa. You almost slipped that past me.
Back on the UT bandwagon.
What in the tarnation is that?
I don't know what in the Sam Hill you're talking about, Sean, but you did not pick Texas to win. You picked them to cover.
Yeah, you didn't pick them to do either.
Yeah, I know, but I'm
I want to keep the boys focused.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I'm on the UT bandwagon, but I know I'm on the UT bandwagon, and you haven't been as chesty as we need you to be this week, but we've also asked the question, like, as a show that likes bandwagons and that might be a little bit slutty when it comes to sports fandom, and given what a long season is probably going to be for the Houston Texans, do we want to be pro Cowboys on this show?
I think people would hate it. I think
that's true.
I think one of us should be, just to go full Undisputed or First Take style.
A Cowboy guy for
one
ratings.
One of us should be a Cowboys fan and be as annoying as possible with
it. Okay, maybe because we had plenty of annoying people. The Cowboys fans on Monday were more annoying than the UT fans. Not even close. I thought UT fans were for the most part measured. I was shocked by how many Cowboys fans were talking on the text line. And again, it was a great win. Like, the defense looks awesome. But yeah, maybe we need, because we talk about the Cowboys for ratings. Like, we are whores for ratings, and we're slutty sports fans. That's the Paul Gallant Show experience, including Sean Mapes, noted bandwagon UT fan.
It's so messed up what you're doing.
I mean, listen, like, you went to UT after a couple years at another school.
After two semesters at one school, and I hated every second of it. Also, the school I went to was the University of Texas at Tyler. I've always been a UT system guy. No one can disagree with that.
It's the Bogalot Show. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Back to the Paul Gallant Show, coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Tough one. You know, I felt like I had some decent stuff, and, you know, they were able to capitalize, especially early on, you know. The couple one-run innings, you know, those happened, but the damage was kind of already done in the first, and went and looked back, and some decent pitches, and sometimes you gotta tip your cap.
That's Astros pitcher Justin Verlander after Houston lost a second straight game to the Oakland A's, 4-0 on Monday, 6-2 last night. Verlander got hit hard, whether it was that home run that he allowed in the first inning, some outs that he recorded, had exit velocities of like 106 miles per hour, 102 miles per hour. The A's hit him hard. He did pitch 7 innings for what it's worth, much like you got out of Framber Valdez, but 8 hits, 5 earned runs, a 3.86 ERA since rejoining the Astros after a month with the Mets where he was pitching pretty damn well. Maybe that's a National League versus American League thing. Hopefully the Astros take care of business today and avoid the sweep. The text in, cheese and rice. Cheese and rice, is Verlander over the dadgum hill? Asks this texter, and I decided to read it with the same accent as Tab. Someone else texted in. Tab, our Rangers fan friend who called in earlier in the hour. Check out the Paul Gallant Show podcast, Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify. Tab wears overalls and jorts. I don't know if he wears overalls. I think that would be too caricature-esque. Overall, jorts overalls, are those a thing? Are they? I don't think he would wear jorts, too. I think jorts are coming back, and I think that the people that are likely to wear jorts are my age and younger, or they're Dallas Cowboys fans. Because much like the New York Yankee fan cosplay outfit is a Jorge Posada jersey, wife beater t-shirt, fake gold chain, jeans that are baggy, Timberlands. For the Dallas Cowboy fan, you've got a fade haircut. You've probably got a vintage Cowboys jersey, but not too vintage. So we're not talking Michael Irvin. It's probably a Dez Bryant 88 jersey.
Or it's the, like, Ezekiel Elliott, but it is a throwback Ezekiel Elliott.
21.
One. Yeah, 21.
Right. He didn't switch his number with the Cowboys. He did switch his number now that he's with the Patriots. But, yeah. Right, it's the fade. He might have a chin strap beard. He's also wearing jorts, and he's probably wearing Timberlands as well. That's the Cowboy fan getup. So now you know how to cosplay for Halloween, guys. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
That'd be a fun Halloween costume to dress up as a stereotypical Cowboys fan. A lot of people wouldn't get it, but it would be fun.
I might do that one of the days leading up to the game, and I'll grow my beard out just so I can do one day with a chin strap. Just one day.
I really respect your commitment to the Halloween bit.
It's the best holiday of the year.
No, but you like change your look for Halloween.
I grew up my beard last year so I could be ripped from Yellowstone for literally 1 hour after the Astros lost game two of the World Series. Wait, yeah. Game one of the World Series.
And again.
I was so annoyed that the game took so long because I was like, I want to go out there and use looking like Rip to get laid. To be honest. Hmm. Halloween's a slutty holiday.
But, you've mentioned that.
Yeah, that's why it's great. And the candy. Ooh, it's about the kids. No, it's not. It's about the adults. It's the one day a year you get.
Yeah, make sure those two streams do not cross. make sure Paul's Halloween and kids' Halloween just don't interact with each other.
Let's shift into some controversial news. Did you see the latest update with Kevin Porter Jr.? Jesus.
Yeah, none of it's good. None of it's good.
So, per Roosh Williams, who is the Rockets correspondent for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the alleged incident yesterday resulted in Kevin Porter Jr.'s girlfriend suffering a fractured neck vertebrae and a cut above her right eye. He's due back in court in New York October 16th. To my knowledge, it is 11:51 on September 13th of 2023. They have not terminated his contract. Every day is a bad look. Just do it.
So what it is the NBA has to do an investigation on it, and while they're doing an investigation, you can't discipline a player while the investigation, like a team can't discipline them while the investigation's ongoing.
That's kind of dumb. So we're
cover all their bases.
A sports league is investigating a publicly available arrest warrant, criminal report on a guy who allegedly did this. He's denying it. Of course he is, because he's effed. A guy who has all of the strikes against him. We don't even know about the ones at USC, but yeah, the NBA has to do an investigation.
It's just due process. Every league does this, so you don't get,
I get it.
You don't get matterized.
But like, it's a basketball league is investigating a criminal report. It's just
all the leagues do this.
I know.
Baseball's
the NFL does
investigating
it too.
Wander Franco.
I know.
NFL investigates everyone.
I still think it's ridiculous.
They investigate footballs.
There's not much investigation that needs to happen on this one. But anyway, let's tell you about some good news for the Houston Rockets. So, this is a tremendous opportunity, and they're going to have to be careful with how they do it. But I hope the Rockets tamper the absolute bejesus out of Giannis Antetokounmpo, because he is training with Hakeem Olajuwon this offseason. You got to plant the seed.
Come on, Dream.
He's got to do it, and we know Giannis Antetokounmpo loves Chick-fil-A, but we have to convince Giannis Antetokounmpo seems like he likes eating. We have to convince Giannis Antetokounmpo that Houston has the best food in the world. I think it has the best food in the United States of America.
Yeah, that's not, it's not a bad pitch. It's one of the good pitches that Houston has.
We have to do our part. So, if you're a restaurant out there, you got to get in contact with the Rockets so that the Rockets don't do the tampering. But all of a sudden, every single one of these training sessions with Hakeem Olajuwon, I don't know, there's LT Empoona Margarita. Yeah. There's some Pinkertons. There's all of the really good restaurants in Houston. you are going to just offer tribute to Giannis Antetokounmpo when he's working out with Hakeem Olajuwon. And I know some of you guys are laughing right now. No, I think we can convince Giannis Antetokounmpo to come here. And I would love it. And I know some of you people, some of you Rockets fans online, you're going to have to delete your stupid tweets where you were standing up for James Harden in the James Harden Giannis Antetokounmpo debate, which actually was a thing. Yeah. My God, you are such losers, some of you people. You got to delete those tweets, and we got to do our part to get this guy to come here. If he comes to Houston, the Rockets, their hands are tied. They can't tamper. So we as a city have to tamper with Giannis.
Yes. So if you run Nico Nico's, maybe drop ooh, some Greek food. But
is he gonna? Well, I don't know if you want to give him Greek food.
Oh, okay.
Because like if it's not authentic Greek food, like he might be able to see through it. But we do have. I mean, there's great Asian food here.
If you're an authentic Greek place, there's drop him off.
Mexican food, Asian food, barbecue. This city cannot be beaten.
Yeah.
We need to feed Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He's going to look like James Harden by the end of the summer.
But at least he'll be able to work it off.
Yeah, and he'll be fat on the Bucks. Then he'll get skinny, demand a trade to the Rockets. Boom.
Correct. While we're talking about international opportunities, did you guys see that Dylan Brooks killed the United States in the FIBA World Cup to the point where they didn't even get a medal? In the bronze medal game, now Houston Rocket and Canadian. I didn't know he was Canadian. Dylan Brooks against the United States, 39 points, 12 for 18 from the field, 7 for 8 from outside. What? I don't want to hear that because I don't want him to shoot. 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal.
Someone send the highlights to this game to Giannis, please.
Well, someone sent the highlights, Sean Mapes, to LeBron James, and Stephen A. Smith is convinced that the reason that LeBron James wants the United States to bring back LeBron and Steph Curry to the Olympics in 24 is because Dylan Brooks and the Canadians beat the United States. I don't think it's a bad take.
Yeah, no, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Also, this happens like every year in the FIBA World Cup. The U.S. does not win the FIBA World Cup. It's very funny.
They should.
They should, but they, like, throughout the years, they just have never, like, they've won it twice.
Yeah.
Or three times, maybe.
It's a shame. We are not as good at basketball as we used to be.
Also, you're telling a roster full of NBA players, be like, hey, guys, take the third place game seriously. I know none of you want to still be here. I know it's gold or nothing, but and this is a random game.
Yeah.
That's going to be played at a weird time for the third place, but please can you try? And
just try.
Tyrese Haliburton's like, no, I don't think I will.
Travis Kelce is quietly hanging out with Taylor Swift, the Chiefs tight end. What does that mean? Is that code for... It's got to be. They're quietly hanging out.
Maybe just like they're not publicly out with each other.
Gotcha.
I think.
So they're going back to each other's places, huh?
Yeah. And like, I don't know what they're doing.
Netflix and chill.
Is this why Travis Kelce missed the Chiefs game?
That's a good question. Kelce also had said on his brother's podcast that he might get back on Tinder. He's trying to play coy. Oh, yeah. Good for Travis Kelce. Paul Galacho, that's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Sean Mapes behind the glass, our texters, our twitchers, and Tab, our caller. Some of our other callers, too. Sean, so long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday. And guess what? It's more me next, Josh Beard in the Who. But first, I got to tell you about my friends at mybookie.ag. Okay, first off, if you haven't signed up with the site already, you get an awesome deposit bonus. If you use promo code BET975 on a deposit of $50 or more, you can receive up to $200 in cash instantly to your MyBookie account. We were talking about the line for the Astros-A's game. The Astros are 1.5-run favorites. Honestly, they can't lose 3 in a row, can they? But maybe you're not trusting the Astros. You think they're going to puke up another cupcake. Well, guess what, guys? You could also bet on a football game that's taking place this weekend. A football game that's probably going to stink. We were talking about the Dallas Cowboys. 9.5-point favorites against the New York Jets. I feel like that's a pretty good number. I think they can win by 10. Because you assume that, of course, Zach Wilson's going to crap himself and throw a couple of pick sixes and such. So, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975 on a deposit of $50 or more. $200 in cash. You can put it on the Astros to win tonight. 1.5-run favorites. Or you can put it on the Cowboys to kick the Jets' butts. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of the Norwegian Blue.
Remarkable bird, the Norwegian Blue, isn't it? Beautiful plumage.